the punting on both sides yesterday, there was some pretty big net averages. Is that, I mean, do you think, is that a sign that the coverage teams were on both sides were really good? The return games, are they a little slower to maybe catch up, do you think?
Well, no, I think, you know, both teams punted well. I mean, I thought Justin did a good job. I mean, you know, once again, the consistency's got to maintain that and continue to do that. But I thought, you know, he, you know, when we had to change the field, he did. I thought he did a nice job on the pooch punts and that you have to do there. But you know, obviously their punter's a good punter as well, and I thought the coverage teams, you know, both coverage teams covered well.
You saw in the opening kickoff, did Bryce save a touchdown by just barely getting enough to push Lockett out of bounds?
Well, yeah, probably. The frustrating thing for us, you know, is that's it's a return, you know, and that was, like I told him today, I said they'll probably never, you know, be as prepared as they were for a team in terms of seeing everything that, or practicing against everything that we saw. And, you know, it's once again a little bit hesitant, little guys going down there and, you know, not letting it go, letting it out. And that's the one thing we got to work on. It wasn't anything that we haven't worked on or done. They just they got to run down there and make the play.
Ron, how big of a punt was that by Justin out of the end zone there? I mean, that's a rookie in his first NFL game. He's 6-7 yards deep in the end zone. He really got a hold of that one.
He did. Didn't I? And once again, and that's what, you know, like I told him when he came off. I says, well, you're no longer a rookie, and I think the thing that, you know, he cannot relax, as none of them can, you know. But I think Mason will be the first to tell you, you know, in their job, just a little thing here, a little thing there, you know, drop the ball here, drop the ball there, you know, and it goes the other way. So he just got the consistency thing, and I'm proud of him that he's continued to work on that, and you know, he knows the importance of it.
Ron, were you surprised that they doubled Josh Jones instead of Jeff on a number of those punts?
No, you know, I think what they were more just the where they were trying to return the punt, and I think Josh, you know, kind of showed in the St. Louis game that, you know, he did a pretty good job on that. So they knew Jeff could, you know, they faced Jeff, you know, a couple times, but once again, we, you know, this group we're getting ready to play too is going to be the same kind of thing. Our Gunners are going to have to. We're going to have a big game out of them, and Justin's going to have to be big on his directional punts.
Back to Justin, were you worried at all about him yesterday?
I mean, you obviously had him for months and had him through the whole preseason, which I guess do you ever know until you know?
Well, it's exactly right. You don't know until you know. Like I tell him, it ain't a problem until it's a problem. Then it's a big problem. But you know, he's a professional, and he's got to go do it. And you know, we got to coach him to do it, and you know, I think he handled it well. I do, you know. And once again, now you know, the thing is probably more as a coach, you worry about, hey, you know, you got to keep sharp, and you can't relax.
Can you say that 10 times fast? It's not a problem. I'll admit it's a big problem.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Was the goal with Mason to try and kick him out of the end zone as much as he could?
Well, yeah, it was, but you know, they had already, they showed us early that he was 6 deep and he come out, so they were going to come out, and then when we were kicking north, I mean, you were kicking into the wind, you know what happens, you know, that stadium's a little bit different, you know, and then you can't just look at the flags and think you know where the wind's going to be, so it's sometimes it's a little bit harder to kick him out, and that's, you know, I think you'd rather kick him out if you could against that guy, but you know, you're going to have to be able to cover, that's what we got to do. Better up. We got to do a better job there.
Where's the spot between where you want Trevor to catch it or a fair catch it or just let it go?
Well, you know, these punters are getting so good now. You know, it used to be that everybody said put them on the 10-yard line, but that's changed. We have a yard line every week, and you know, I think Trevor, the one that he backed up a little bit, probably too far, but the way the punt was going, it very well could have gone in the end zone as well, and which you'd rather had. But you know, he thought it was a little bit higher than it was low, and those are Trevor's going to get better. You know, he there's some decisions there that we need to work on, and you know, the first punt. I mean, I think, you know, he wants to make a play. I says, you know, there's no sin against fair catching. But you like the attitude he's got. Hey, I want to make something happen. But then on the same token, we got to be smart and make sure we do the right thing.
I don't know which punt it was. But he let the ball hit the ground, and well, I was next to Rob, what is he doing? Kind of the ball ends up bouncing backwards. It's like he somehow knew it was going to bounce backward. What did you?
Well, like I told him, it doesn't happen all the time. You know, both times he didn't catch the punt. You know, they rolled in our favor, and that usually it's the other way. And so he's got to go get them. And you know, I, once again, that we'll get that straightened.
Did Mason say anything to you about that last field goal? I didn't notice till I watched it on the TV that it looked like it was. I mean, kind of came closer to missing that than I thought he did. I was just curious if he said anything to you about that.
As long as it goes between them two steel poles, we don't worry about whether it's close or middle or where, as long as it goes between them two straight poles.